The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt becomes tasteless, what can it make salty again? It is good for nothing, and can only be thrown out to be trampled underfoot by man. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp to put it under a tub. They put it on the lampstand where it shines for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine in the sight of man, so that, seeing your good works, they may give the praise to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Your faith should not depend on human philosophy, but on the power of God. But how, you might well say, with the people of Corinth, to whom St. Paul writes in the second reading, can we justify ourselves to others and also to ourselves? The people of Corinth grew up in a culture that relied heavily on reason, logic, knowledge, and science. It is indeed a sort of culture that we in the Western world have embraced over the centuries. In particular, the thought that if you do not or cannot know things, nor be able to explain them otherwise, based on a certain law or point of view, it is of no use. Of course, this holds true for many natural things, and society would not be so technologically advanced if not for the application of these principles. The principle that if you have a theory, you design a test, and after the results of the tests are known, then you can make a conclusion to accept or reject that theory. Philosophy, the love of wisdom, is a subject that has been studied by all seminarians since the Council of Trent some 450 years ago. The first 2 years of seminary training worldwide is called philosophy, and the next 4 years are called theology. Theology is the knowledge of God. Philosophy today is used to describe a certain way of thinking that is not necessarily based on accepted truth. It is often used as a private opinion of an individual or group of people. It may be attributed to the wisdom of a certain charismatic leader or an inspiration that this person experienced. This affects all aspects of life, but perhaps more than anywhere else in politics and in religion. In politics, we hear of the philosophy underpinning the conservatives, Labour, or liberals. In religion, we may hear the philosophy of a person such as the Buddha. In religion, we hear that certain individuals claim to have been given divine revelation, and in this way present them as the words of God. Theology is the knowledge of God. We do rely on the revealed truth by God to his prophets, as in the first reading we heard from Isaiah. We do rely on the word of God, written and non-written, that is handed over by tradition. We rely on the development of doctrine based on theology to know God in the first place and then to develop a deeper relationship with God, but only in the sense that it affirms what we already know deep in our heart. Therefore, our faith does not depend on human philosophies. Our Christian faith is given to us by God himself. We believe in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This has been revealed by Christ, man and God, of truly human nature and of true divine nature. Our faith is based on knowledge of Him, who dwelt among us, was crucified, died, and rose again on the third day, and ascended into heaven. He sent the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit at our baptism. It leaves an indelible character on us. It is the Holy Spirit who again confirms us in our faith. When attending Mass, we experience Christ being offered in sacrifice for our sins, and when we receive Holy Communion, we become one with His body and His blood. So, our faith is not based on philosophies, not on human arguments, not on human proofs, but on the acceptance of the free gift of God, faith. Faith that makes us children of God, makes us brothers and sisters of Christ. It makes us a vessel for the Holy Spirit. And in this way, we become like God, as He created us, very good, by a free choice to follow God, to be with God on earth, and, as He promised, by Jesus Himself, as promised by the prophets of old, that when we leave this earth, we shall be with God forever and ever.